special guest star, Tallulah Bankhead, with Vivian Vance, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
Look, we're doing this number for you on the Parent Teachers Association show. The least you can do is come down and watch us.
Well, honey, run over it again. Get it in a little better shape. I'll be right down.
All right. Lucy, are you spying out of the window the new neighbors moving in?
Certainly not.
Well, all right.
Is Mama going to be in the show, Daddy?
Oh, yeah. She's going to do a few things. She's the chairman. She's the MC. She's gonna tell jokes. She's written a sketch for the sixth graders. And she's gonna do a number with Aunt Ethel.
How come she ain't gonna sing with us?
We're just lucky, I guess. Lucy, are you sure you're not spying out of the window the new neighbors?
No, I'm not.
Well, come on down.
Oh, all right, for heaven's sake.
I thought you said you weren't spying.
I wasn't.
What are you doing? Getting ready to go to the races?
Oh, these.
Yeah.
Well, I was bird watching.
Bird watching?
Yeah. Do you know that there's a yellow-bellied woodpecker on our lawn?
No, but I know there's a red-headed cuckoo in the living room. You were too spying on the new neighbors.
No, I wasn't. They're not even here yet, so there. Moving van is here. I glance casually at that.
Lucy! What? Lucy! There's a car turning in the driveway next door.
I was back in the car. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You better go play some. We'll rehearse later.
Okay, Daddy.
There's a woman driving. She's getting out of the car.
Oh!
Lucy, she's got on a full-length mink coat.
Oh, isn't that a...
Something happened to our picture tube. Why did you do that?
Because you two are too nuzzy.
We are not nuzzy. We are just displaying a little healthy curiosity, that's all.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, but what a way to go, huh? Oh, would you get the door, dear?
Oh, she's disappeared. Oh, but they're moving in the furniture.
Say, she must be either very rich or very poor.
How can you tell?
From the furniture. It's either cheap, beat-up junk or priceless antiques.
Oh, how do you do, darling? Bother you like this, but could I use your telephone? I'm your new neighbor, Tallulah Bankhead.
Of course, Miss Bankhead. I wouldn't know you anywhere.
Oh, thank
I'm Rick
you.
Ricardo. Will you
How
please come
do you
in?
How you do, Mr. Ricardo? Thank you very much. You have such a charming place
thank
here.
Thank you. Right this way, Miss
oh,
Bankhead.
Thank you.
Lucy!
Just a minute, dear. Oh, now I know how our new neighbor got her mink coat. She bought it with the money she saved on that cheap furniture.
Lucy!
Oh, look at that crummy-looking cow. How could anyone collect so many monstrosities?
I bet she's a lady junk dealer.
Lucy, I want you to meet our new neighbor.
It's Tallulah Bankhead.
I think I hear Fred calling me. Yep, it's Fred. I'll be right there, Fred.
Miss Bankhead, this is my wife, Lucy.
How do you do?
Hello.
Miss Bankhead wants to telephone.
Telephone? Oh, feel free to call me anytime.
Honey, she wants to use our telephone.
Oh.
You see, mine hasn't been installed yet, and I would like to telephone an employment agency to see if I couldn't get a couple. You don't happen to know of a couple, do you?
A couple of what?
A couple, dear, like a maid and a butler.
Oh, I knew what she meant.
Where did you get your couple, Mrs. Ricardo?
Where?
From the employment agency.
All right.
You see, I'm starting rehearsals for this new play in New York.
On the stage?
Well, how did you guess? And I want a couple, you see, to look after my home. I'm living just next door to you.
Yes,
now,
I know. Well, we couldn't get along without our couple. Uh-huh. I know just what you mean.
Honey, Miss Bankhead has a lot of things to do. All she wants is just to use the phone.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Thank you.
Of course, Miss Bankhead. Any time at all.
I need your lunch.
Oh, every time I think of how I acted in front of Tallulah Bankhead this morning, I could just die. What she must think of me.
Well, I warned you about snooping.
And you were so right. I swear on a stack of old binoculars I will never snoop again.
Good.
Gee, you know, if I hadn't pulled such a boner, maybe I could have gotten Miss Bankhead to help us with the PTA musical.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, she's had so much experience. She could have given us all sorts of pointers. Why do I have to act like such a goof always?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's part of your charm.
Somebody ought to give me a good swift kick in the pants.
I'll volunteer.
That is merely a figure of speech.
Oh.
Hey! You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to invite Miss Bankhead over here for dinner tonight.
Oh, you must be out of your mind.
No!
A minute ago, you were ready to die. Now you want her over here for dinner.
No. Look, I'll ask her over for dinner, and I'll correct the bad impression I made. And then when I have her completely charmed, I'll ask her to help me with the PTA show. What are you laughing at?
Struck me funny. Tallulah Bankhead at a PTA meeting.
What's so funny about that?
It's like Marilyn Monroe at a Girl Scout rally.
Hello, darling.
Miss Bankhead?
Yes?
This is Lucy Ricardo.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember me or not.
I'll never forget you, darling.
Oh, thank you. We got our phone fixed.
Oh, really? I thought you were talking on two cans and a string.
Oh, no. No, you see, when the telephone company came out to fix yours, they fixed ours, and the repairman gave me your number.
That big blabbermouth.
How's that?
Oh, nothing, darling, nothing.
What I called you about, I was thinking maybe... Well, most likely you can't make it, and I'm sure you have another engagement. In fact, you probably wouldn't even want to come over after what happened this morning, and I certainly don't blame you.
But it was just a thought. Maybe we can do it another time.
Are you sure you're not talking on two cans and a string?
Inviting you over for dinner tonight. I know you're not unpacked or settled yet, and you might like to eat with us, but of course, if you have other plans.
Not at all, darling. I'd love to.
Well, we certainly understand a big star like you having so many invitations, so we'll just make it an... You would?
It's either that or cooking my own dinner. The last time I did that, I set fire to myself.
I'm so glad you could come over.
Well, it's very sweet of you to ask me. I appreciate it tremendously. You are so lucky, you know, to have a couple. I haven't been able to find any help yet. Otherwise, I wouldn't think of imposing upon you.
Oh, you're not imposing a bit. We'll expect you at 8.
Well, thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
Not at all. Goodbye. She's coming. She said that she wouldn't think of imposing, but we have our couple, and her couple hasn't come yet, so... Our couple! Our couple!
What are you talking about?
She thinks we have a couple.
So?
Well, I can't ask her over here to dinner and then jump up and down and wait on the table myself.
Why not? You do it for me.
Well, you're nobody.
Well, thanks a lot.
Oh, you know what I mean. She's a big celebrity. You're only a husband. Oh, what am I going to do?
Well, if you want a little advice from only a husband, you'll forget all this nonsense. It doesn't matter to Miss Bankhead whether we have help or not.
Well, it matters to me. She already thinks I'm a snoop and a bungler. You don't want her to think I'm a fibber, too.
But you are.
Well, you know it, and I know it, but I don't see why Tallulah Bankhead has to know it.
Well, you figure it out any way you want. I gotta go in town.
Oh, dear.
Anything you want me to bring you?
Yes, bring me a couple.
couple of what?
Oh!
See you later.
But Ricky, who am I going to get to serve dinner tonight?
Hi.
Hiya.
Hi, come on in.
Was Miss Bankhead furious at what we said about her furniture this morning?
Well, she was a little upset, but I smoothed everything over. As a matter of fact, she's coming over here for dinner tonight.
No kidding.
Yeah. Come on, sit down. Let's chat a while.
Oh, isn't that
great?
Isn't
that nice?
Come
on, pretty boy.
Oh, thank you.
Sarah, just make yourself comfortable there. Are you folks busy tonight?
No. Are you inviting us to dinner?
Well, in a way.
Oh, Fred, isn't that wonderful? We're going to have dinner with Tallulah Bankhead.
Hey, how about that?
You think I ought to wear my good black dress?
Yes, with a little white apron and a cap.
Why should I wear a thing like that?
So that it'll go with Fred's butler uniform.
What are you talking about?
Well, I might as well confess I'm in a jam.
Oh?
Yeah, I need you two to serve dinner tonight.
What?
Well, somehow Tallulah Bankhead got the idea that I have help.
Well, if you've got the gall to ask us to be your maid and butler, you're gonna need help.
Oh, now, Ethel, I wouldn't think of asking you if I weren't desperate. Please, couldn't you do it as a special favor to me?
Absolutely not.
Would you do it if I paid you?
Lucy, I'd like to ask you just one question. Who do you think you're talking to?
And I'd like to ask you just one question. How much?
$10.
Oh, boy. $10?
Now, Fred, you can do what you like, but count me out. If you're going to buttle, you can buttle all by yourself.
Oh, now, Ethel, please, please, pretty please.
Nothing doing.
Pretty please with sugar on it.
I wouldn't do that for you if you took that pretty please, put sugar on it, poured brandy over it, and lit it.
Well, Ethel, you leave me but one choice. You know that song you and I were going to do for the PTA musical?
We were going to do.
Betty Ramsey's been pestering me to be in the show, and she does have a lovely voice.
She sings flat.
Well.
Lucy, this is blackmail.
Oh, I wouldn't call it that.
Well, I would.
Call it what you want, Ethel. What do you say?
What time do you want dinner served, Mom?
Ah, gee, thanks, honey. I'll never forget this.
Neither will I.
Oh, now, it's not going to be so bad. Just think how close you're going to be to a famous actress.
Oh, keen. Maybe she'll autograph a dirty plate for me.
Do you know anything about serving dinner?
Well, now, I ought to. I've been serving dinner to Fred for 28 years.
Yes, I know, dear, but slapping down a plate and yelling, Fred, soup's on! Is not exactly what I had in mind.
If you're going to get nasty about
it, no. I just want everything to run smoothly, that's all, dear. Now, look, you just serve to the left, you take away from the right. You can remember that, can't you?
Oh, it's pretty complicated, but I'll try.
Good, good. Now, let's see. I'm going to have a buzzer to call you two from the kitchen. Fred, come here. I've got an idea. Come here. Could you fix a buzzer for me under the rug? You know, the kind that you press with your foot?
Well, sure.
Good. Good boy. Thank you very much. Now, let's see. The menu. The menu. Miss Bankhead is from the South. I think I'll have a real Southern menu. Southern fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, hot biscuits and syrup, black-eyed peas, and a strawberry pie. What do you think of that, Ethel?
Oh, does it matter what the hired help thinks?
Oh, yes, dear. You see, I have to go to the beauty parlor, and you're going to have to cook it. What? See, Miss Bankhead, Westport is really a wonderful place for adults as well as children.
Oh, yes, I love it here. And speaking of children, where is that adorable little boy of yours? I saw him playing outside.
Oh, did you? Well, he's already in bed.
He was very tired. He's been rehearsing all day for a show that Lucy's putting on for the PTA.
A PT what?
Parent Teachers Association.
Oh, yes.
And
speaking of the show, Miss Bankhead.
Oh, call me Tallulah, darling.
Oh, thank you. Well, Tallulah.
That's better.
Speaking of the show, and since you're such a great actress...
Yeah, that's better still.
Well, I really mean it, too. Oh, I just
Bless
think
you.
You're wonderful. Speaking of the show, I thought perhaps you'd like to go to the PTA meeting with me tomorrow and help out.
Lucy thought maybe you could coach the performers.
I would like to do that. It'd be fun.
Well, I want to tell you, they just appreciate it so much. After all, you've had years and years of experience.
Well, not that many years, darling. However, you know, I think it would be fun. I haven't been in a school since 1900. Well, for years and years.
Well, they sure would be impressed, I can tell you that.
Oh, nothing. Yes. You see, they're all amateurs, you know. Oh, I
know. Yeah. Yes. Yes?
Dinner is served.
Thank you, Mertz.
Mertz?
Well, I knew you'd be surprised, dear. I bought him a new uniform this afternoon. Shall we?
Oh, yes, of course.
Dear?
Oh, yes. Right this way, Miss Bankhead, yes.
Now, you call me Tallulah, too.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Tallulah.
Thank you, darling.
Yes, I sell, yes.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. What was that, the back door?
No, dear, that was the buzzer.
What buzzer?
The buzzer under the table that we always use to call the butler and the maid.
Oh, that buzzer, oh. What maid?
Ethel May.
Oh, that maid. Oh. I'm terribly remembering names.
So am I. That's why I call everybody darling. Oh.
You used to live in Bedford Village?
No, yes, Bedford Village. That's right, darling. Pound Ridge, they call it.
Oh, really?
Isn't it lovely?
Lucy thought that you might like southern dinner, Miss Mackey.
Oh, fried chicken is my favorite thing of all. It's... I bet you got hot biscuits, too.
Oh, you know? I bet.
We have a saying in the South, take two and butter them while they're hot.
Oh, that's good, that? Yes. I love southern dinners, too.
Oh, I love
them.
They're not very dirty.
Help is such a problem these days.
Miss Bankhead, Tallulah, I thought that maybe when you get settled here in Westport, we could show you around the town, you know?
Oh, yes, I'd love to take you into the village and show you some of our little shops.
Well, now, that's awfully nice of you, because, you know, I want to find a place called, I think it's called a hardware store, hardware.
Oh, we have a beautiful hardware store here.
Oh, good, because I want to get a paint sprayer, you know? I bought these little kitchen chairs, and I thought it'd be rather fun if I did them myself.
Well, look, we have a paint sprayer. Why don't you borrow ours?
No. Surely. No, I'll get one myself.
No, don't be silly. Use ours.
Now, let's not start off our friendship by borrowing things. It only leads to trouble.
Oh, trouble. What could happen?
Surely. What are good neighbors for, anyway?
Well, that's very sweet of you.
Mashed potatoes, Miss Bankhead?
No, thank you very much. Whenever I rehearsed a play, I was on a very strict diet. No, thank you. But life is short. We only pass this way once. Why not live a little?
You sounded just like you did in The Little Foxes.
Oh, did you see me in the little foxes?
Five times.
Five times?
Ethel May. Oh, I've seen every play you've ever been in. I saw Dear Charles in the green hat, and They Knew What They Wanted, and The Skin of Our Teeth, and Rain, and Camille. All your big hits.
You left out Private Lives.
Oh, that was my favorite one.
Oh.
And when I saw you in that movie, Lifeboat, I
Ethel
wanted
May,
to...
Ethel May, will you please stop boring, Miss Bankhead?
When Miss Bankhead is bored, Miss Bankhead will let you know. Where were we, darling?
In the lifeboat. I saw a lifeboat out in Albuquerque. Oh, yes,
that's
where
it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
I want to tell you, Miss Bankhead, when you were in that boat, floating around in that choppy water, I was heartsick. Oh, I started to cry, and I cried through all the rest of the picture.
Oh, no. Makes me cry now, just thinking about it.
There's nothing I like a good cry at the movies. I cried harder at that movie than any other one. Oh, it was so sad.
Ethel May, you are crying in the mashed potato.
Oh, that's all right. I like them salty.
Oh, it was a sad picture. Honest to goodness.
Ethel May, would you please pass the mashed potatoes? We'd like to get on with our dinner.
Thank you, Ethel May.
You will just have to forgive their behavior, Tallulah. You see, they've been in the family a long time. They were family retainers, you know, and they worked for my mother when I was a little girl. As a matter of fact, Ethel May was my nanny.
She was a goat?
Nanny means nurse, dear. Ricky's from Cuba.
Yes, I had a feeling he wasn't from Alabama.
I would fire them in a minute, but I feel sorry for them. They're so old, you know. Well,
where have you been? I can't find the sugar.
I was listening at the door. Do you know what Lucy had the nerve to tell Tallulah about me? She said when she was a little girl, I was her nanny.
So that's what you did before I met you.
You're so funny. Wait, you hear what she said about you.
For $10, she can say anything she wants about me.
You rang, Mom.
Ethel May, you seem to have forgotten the gravy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom, but you know how forgetful us old nannies are.
That will be all, Ethel May.
You bet your sweet life.
I'm not the one who came barging through the door like a bull out of a chute.
Did you have to come out the door just as I was going in?
It's a free door, ain't it?
Will you please confine your bickering to the kitchen?
Oh. At these prices, we should have unlimited bickering.
Would you like some coffee, perhaps?
I'd yes. love some coffee.
Yes,
maybe.
Let's have
Thank
coffee.
You.
I don't know about you, Fred. Yeah.
I don't know about you, Fred, but I'm quitting.
Me too.
You mean you'd give up $10?
Well, now listen. Even us tightwads have our breaking point.
Now they're not even answering the buzzer. Maybe I better go out and see what's wrong. Will you excuse me?
Yes,
dear. Excuse me.
Ricardo at home.
No, she said the PTA meeting. She'll be home in a minute.
Thank you very much.
Are you still mad?
As a hornet.
I just came over to return this costume to Mrs. Ricardo and tell her that I don't care to be in her PTA show.
Well, now, look, Ethel, I don't blame you for being mad, but Lucy got the worst of it, really. When you left, she got up to go to the kitchen, and she thought she had the napkin in her hand, and she took the whole tablecloth with her. All the food fell on the floor. It was such a mess, she started to cry. And then we told Miss Banker the truth. We told her that you were not the maid and butler, but that you were best friends.
Mr. Ricardo.
Yes?
I'm Winslow, Miss Bankhead's new butler.
Oh, yes, Winslow. Come in.
Miss Bankhead tells me you have a paint sprayer we might borrow.
That's right. It's in the garage. We can go right here through the kitchen.
I'm going to the village this afternoon. I thought perhaps you might tell me how much paint the sprayer holds.
Oh, surely. We'll be right back. Excuse me.
How do you like that? They really walk that way. I thought I was kidding.
So did I. So mad I could scream. Oh, there you are, Mrs. Ricardo. I just came over to return this costume
and
to tell you that I don't
work
care
I've
to be
done
in your
weeks of planning and rehearsing down the drain.
Frankly, after what happened last night, I wouldn't care to be in
just
any
just like that
of
they call off the musical.
I'm sure you can understand my feelings when you stop.
What did you say? I said they called off the musical. What did you say?
They called off the musical?
That's right.
What do you mean, dear?
Well, I took Miss Bankhead to the PTA meeting with me, and of course everyone was very impressed. They started talking about the show, and they started asking her a lot of questions and hanging on her every word like she was Oscar Hammerstein or somebody. And all of a sudden, some idiot leaped to her feet, made a motion, and before I knew what happened, they had changed the whole thing to a dramatic play with Miss Bankhead in the lead.
Oh, that's too bad. All your hard work.
All these big celebrities are all alike. The minute they get somewhere, they start throwing their weight around.
Now, Lucy, it wasn't Tallulah's idea, was it?
Well, maybe it wasn't her idea, but she certainly didn't do any objecting. You should have seen her being so charming and darling everybody all over the place. I don't know what they need with her. I could get the same effect sitting on the stage and blowing a foghorn.
Well, now, honey, it might all be for the best. After all, Miss Bankhead is a great actress.
She's a great Budinsky, if you ask me. We were doing just great till she came around. Hello.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Miss Bankhead.
How's that?
Do you mean that? Really? Why, Tallulah, how perfectly marvelous. Why, yes, of course. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Isn't that Tallulah Bankhead a doll?
Which Tallulah Bankhead are you talking about?
You know, the one next door. She thought probably that I'd be upset because they called off the musical, so she insists that I be in the play with her. Said she wouldn't think of going on without me.
Well, honey, that's wonderful.
And not only that, but she insists that you and Fred Neff will be in the play with her, too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you know? We're going to be on the stage with the Alabama Foghorn.
The Duke has come to ask for the Queen's hand in marriage so their two countries will be united and live in peace. The Duke speaks to the Queen's lady-in-waiting. Go ahead, Mr. Ricardo, go ahead.
Greetings, fair lady. I wouldst have an audience with the Queen.
Queen.
That's what I said, the Queen.
Her Majesty is expecting you, my lord. I shall tell her you await without.
Do I curtsy?
Do curtsy.
Now, next to the throne, Mr. Ricardo, that's the throne.
Her Majesty, the Queen.
Well, I don't care if I'm going to play a knight. I got to have a bigger costume.
Fred, we're rehearsing. Can't that wait?
No, it can't.
Why not?
Because I can't sit down in these cast iron coveralls.
Mrs. Wilson's in charge of the costumes. Will you take that up with her, please?
You're darn tootin', I will.
Maybe she can get a can opener and let out the pans.
Ha, ha.
Miss Ricardo, give the Queen her cue again, please.
Okay. Her Majesty the Queen.
Oh, Miss Bacon, Miss
Bacon. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, darling.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Up, Mrs. Ricardo, up.
Your Highness, I have come to ask for your hand. What sayest thou, Your Majesty, Honorable Queen?
How's that again?
Your Highness, I have come to ask for your hand. What sayest thou, Your Majesty, Honorable Queen?
Oh, that's right. You're Cuban, aren't you?
Shall we go on?
Oh, yes, of course. My heart speaketh yea in clarion tones that beat like an anvil inside my breast. My heart cries yea, yea, yea. Who wrote this?
My husband.
How divine. Well, oh, yes, but what are my people? What saith they? Pray, tell me, lady-in-waiting.
What your noble heart desires, Your Majesty, thy humble people desire.
Mouth me no platitude, for the Duke rules Farthington, our bitterest enemy down through the ages. So speak ye from your head and not from your heart.
Oh, it is the truth I speak, my queen.
But if this be a trick to conquer our kingdom, what say ye then?
The Duke has conquered your heart. Our kingdom will be united with love.
Say no more. The look of happiness on your fair face speaks louder than a million words. You did that divinely, darling.
Thank you, Miss Bankhead.
Well, now we'll press on. Let's see. Let there be rejoicing throughout the land. Let this banquet be our celebration feast. Call the royal cook.
Oh, yes.
The Duke of Farthington, your future king, is to be our honored guest tonight, Genevieve.
Yes, Your Majesty.
What is the royal menu for this historic banquet?
A new dish, Your Majesty. Roast duckling supreme.
And I'll taste it here, you see, darling. This sauce is delicious. What is it?
Mandarin orange.
Ah, to think that to this queen's lonely heart at last comes love. Gone long nights of solitude. Who are these children left over from the king and I?
They're the glee club. They're going to sing between the scenes while we change the set.
I see.
Oh, but boys, you were too soon. Now, listen carefully. The night of the show, I'll be backstage. And when I come on to introduce you, that's your cue. You follow me. Remember now, off you go. When I come on, you follow me. You were trying, but you were trying too hard.
Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Then I say this long speech to the Duke and so 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 and we'll be banished.
Your Majesty!
Oh, no!
But I bear ill tidings. The armies of Farthington are storming the gates of our city.
Then the Duke flees.
The Duke,
the
swat?
Please,
Graham.
Oh.
And then I have another long speech, darling, before I exit and the curtain comes down. And I say, and so and so and so and so and so and so. And so and so and so and so and so and so and so.
Oh, what an actress. Isn't Tallulah wonderful?
I don't know. I can't hear very well through this Buster Brown Bob. Sounded to me like all she was saying was so and so and so and so and so and so.
Her Majesty is expecting you, my lord. I shall tell her you await without. Her Majesty the Quid, the Queen. Oh, honestly.
Hi.
Oh, there you are. Where you been?
I was over at Tallulah's garage. I was showing the butler how to hook up the sprayer. He's just starting to paint the chairs.
Oh, well, now that you're here, will you help me memorize my lines?
All right.
You beat Tallulah, huh?
All right, darling.
Oh, she's wonderful, isn't
she? Come in.
Good afternoon.
Winslow, what happened?
It appears your paint sprayer is leaking.
Oh, what a shame. You've got paint all over you.
That's not all.
What do you mean?
Miss Bankhead's car was in the garage, and before I could turn off the sprayer...
Oh, no.
Miss Bankhead now has a polka dot station wagon.
Oh, dear.
That's terrible. That sprayer never leaked before.
What can we do
about
it,
Let's see what happened with it. Come on, Winston, we'll go and help you.
Oh, that's terrible, Winston.
I started to paint the chair, but instead of coming out the front, the paint came out the back. Then I lost my head, and this happened.
Well, don't worry, Winslow. We'll tell Miss Bankhead it wasn't your fault.
Lucy.
What?
Did you clean the sprayer after you painted the lawn furniture?
Yes, I cleaned it.
Well, I can't understand it. It has never leaked
before.
Blaming
me for something.
No, but it never happened before.
Dear.
Oh, I guess it's the nozzle here. Yeah.
Oh, I just remembered. I did clean it after I painted the lawn furniture, but I forgot to clean it after I painted little Ricky's toy chest last week. Well, look, give it to me. I'll fix it.
What makes you think you can fix it?
Well, I'm the only one in here that hasn't got paint all over them. See now, these things are probably all stopped up. Sure, look at that now. There, now that ought to work. Let's give it a try here.
Be careful when you point that thing.
Oh, all right, if you're so worried, for heaven's sake.
Oh, wait, so.
Careful of this one, Elsie. It's still wet.
Well, if you're going to leave it there, you better make a sign that says wet paint.
I'll do that.
Oh, wait a minute. Will you help me carry this out to the washing machine? Oh, thank you.
How do you do, darling? Well, ah!
I don't blame you for being mad. It was a terrible thing for me to do, but I came over to apologize and tell you how sorry I am. Please don't be angry.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, too. Please forgive me. Come on in, sweetie.
It was just an accident.
I know it was an accident. It was an old suit. Anyway, it didn't matter.
Thank you, dear. As a peace offering, brought you some of my homemade jam.
I've already been in one of your homemade jams. Oh.
You'll be glad to know that it's blackberry and not strawberry. Oh. You don't have to worry about getting hives.
My hives and I, thank you.
Okay.
Sit down, darling. Have a cup of coffee with me.
Oh, I really can't. I want to get into New York and get back before the play tonight.
Nonsense, nonsense. Now, you have time for a cup of coffee. Sit down and have a cup of coffee. Now, go on, sit down.
I really shouldn't.
Please.
Well, maybe just for a minute, huh?
Coffee. Where's the coffee? I just now found it by the kitchen wall.
Oh, really?
Now, let me see. Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like coffee. Smells like coffee. Let's see if it tastes like coffee. What do you know? I made coffee.
I never thought you would stoop to this.
Stoop to what, darling?
You knew that was wet paint. Look at me. No wonder you insisted I sit down.
Well, I knew nothing of the kind.
Not much you didn't. Oh, what a sneaky way to get even.
I wouldn't even lower myself to try to get even with a wacky character like you.
Wacky? Well, let me tell you something, Tallulah Bankhead. Ethel Mertz may think you're the greatest actress in the world, but not me. All you can do is, darling.
That does it. My good woman, would you kindly leave the premises before I grab your pink hair and put it out by its black roots?
Let me get this straight. Are you asking me to leave?
Throwing you out would be more accurate.
I ain't been thrown out of better places than this.
You have never been in better places than this.
For getting even with me if it's the last thing I do.
If you do, it will be. And another thing, you do a revolting imitation of me.
So do you. Darling.
Play. Amateur.
Lucy, is Miss Bankhead in here?
No, she isn't.
Gee, that's funny. She was backstage just a few minutes ago, and I dropped by her dressing room to wish her good luck, and she isn't there. I've looked everywhere, and I can't find her.
That is funny, isn't it?
Lucy, I don't like that look on your face. Have you done something with Miss Bankhead?
Now, Ethel, I ask you, why would I want to do anything with Miss Bankhead? Give me one good reason.
Well, one, she got paint all over your good dress. Two, you had a big fight. And three...
All right, Ethel, I just asked for one.
5 minutes till curtain, Mrs. Ricardo.
Thank you.
5 minutes, Miss Bankhead.
Thank you, darling.
Lucy.
Now, Ethel, don't worry. Run along and get ready. The show must go on, and it will, it will. Don't worry.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we are very fortunate in having with us that famous actress, Tallulah Bankhead, starring in a play written by a local author, my husband. So, on with the play, The Queen's Lament.
Greetings, fair lady. I would have an audience with the Queen.
Her Majesty is expecting you, my lord. I will tell her you await without. A great tragedy, my lord. Her Majesty has been set upon by her enemies and has been imprisoned in the royal dungeon.
Huh? The Queen's been locked up?
Yes, sire.
But I came to ask for her hand.
Well, that's all right. I'm the new queen. Ask for mine.
Your Highness, I have come to ask for your hand. What sayest thou, Your Majesty, Honorable Queen?
My heart speaketh yea in clarion tone.
That beats like an anvil inside my breast. My heart cried yea, yea, yea a million times.
What happened, Your Majesty? I thought you were imprisoned. How did you get out?
The royal janitor unlocked the royal door to the royal powder room.
Your Highness, I have come to ask for your hand. What sayest thou, Your Majesty, Honorable Queen?
First, I must think of my people. What sayeth they? Pray tell me, lady-in-waiting. I know, but I'll say what my noble heart desire, my humble people desire. But mouth me no platitudes. I bid ye speak from your head and not from your heart. But before you speak, what if this be a trick to conquer our kingdom? What say ye then? Say no more! The look of happiness on your fair face speaks louder than a million words. Let there be rejoicing throughout the land. Let this banquet be our celebration feast. Call the royal cook.
Oh, yes, the royal cook.
The Duke of Farthington, your future king, is to be our honored guest tonight, Genevieve.
Yes, Your Majesty.
What is the royal menu for this historic banquet?
It's a new dish, Your Majesty. Roast duckling supreme.
The sauce is delicious. What is it?
Mandarin orange.
It tastes like strawberries.
Strawberries?
Strawberries?
Surprise!
Oh, to think that to this queen's lonely heart at last comes love. Gone are the long nights of solitude and the long days filled only with the weighty matters of state. Today will go down in history as the happiest day of this queen's life.
At long at last with my loved one.
Oh, my dear. I have always wanted to know how true happiness feels. At last, I know. I never dreamed of it like before. I've always prided myself on being a firm but a just queen. Ruling with a strong but firm and kind hand. And now that we've ruled as one, I trust that I can count upon your help.
Your Majesty, the armies of Farthington are storming the gates of our fair city.
Ah, oh, this is a trick of cruelty perpetrated by a burnt man. He will never conquer this woman's kingdom. He will never triumph. Oh, the good.
You done some pretty terrible things in your days. But this tops them all.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Well, don't everybody yell at me.
You ruined the whole school show.
Well, I didn't mean to ruin the whole show. I only meant to ruin Tallulah Bankhead. Gee, do you think they'll do anything to me?
You'll probably be the first mother to be expelled from the PTA.
Where is she? Oh, there she is. Mrs. Ricardo, the audience loved it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I did. They what?
The audience loved it.
They loved it?
I don't blame you for being surprised. So was my husband. He didn't know he was a comedy writer. Everyone said it was the funniest show they'd ever seen. In fact, they want you to do it again tomorrow night. We'll make a fortune for the PTA. Will you do it? I know you're too excited to answer me now. We'll discuss it later. Oh, it was wonderful. They just loved it.
Well, honey, looks like I did it again, huh?
Well, you might have done it again, but you're not going to do it again.
What do you mean? She said the audience loved it.
Do you think that Tallulah Bankhead is going to go on the stage with you again after all the things you did to her?
Oh, yeah.
Lucy?
Yes?
I want to talk to you.
Yes, Miss Bankhead?
I hear they want us to do this clam bake again tomorrow night.
Yes, Miss Bankhead, I'm terribly sorry.
Well, will you do it?
You mean you'd be willing to do it again?
Of course.
Oh, I thought you'd be so furious you'd never want to be on the same stage with me again.
Darling, you have no idea what I would do to get a laugh.
thought for tomorrow night's show, I thought of lots of divine bits of business. Princess Ethel,
you
I
mean
think
more things?
Of course. I think you, darling, ought to bring on the strawberry sauce in the very beginning of the play, then I could scratch all through the performance.
Yeah. Maybe when I come out of the hour, I can ride a horse.